Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
100.9 in Richland Center at 12 noon.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Time may not be on TikTok's side. A D.C.-based federal appeals court has upheld the law requiring a sale of the extremely popular video-sharing app. China-based ByteDance will have to sell TikTok by January 19th. If it's not sold by then, TikTok will go offline in the U.S. unless President Biden grants an extension. New clues in the ongoing manhunt today for the suspect who gunned down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside of a New York City hotel Wednesday. Possible DNA samples at the murder scene. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The mayor said today that police are on the right path to catching this guy, but they still haven't formally identified him. That they have him arriving at the Port Authority bus terminal at 9 p.m. on November 24th, checking in and out of the hostel on the Upper West Side.
A better-than-expected jobs report for last month. 227,000 jobs were added in November, according to the Labor Department. President Biden said in a statement that the report shows America's comeback continues. This is ABC News. An attorney in Houston is accused of murdering his 20-year-old special needs son and then covering it up.
The 2,500-acre property is owned by Houston attorney Michael C. Howard. He called police Monday to say he had mistaken his son for an intruder the night before and shot him to death. Sheriff's investigator Joseph McDonough says Howard then burned his son's body.
There were also indications that the scene of the shooting had actually been washed or cleaned using a water hose.
The case will go to a grand jury. In the meantime, Michael Howard is charged with the murder of his own son. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The aftershocks could keep coming in Northern California after yesterday's 7-magnitude earthquake. The epicenter was just off the coast, but ABC's Melissa Adan said it triggered a tsunami warning in California and Oregon.
This was a really big alert, and it lasted for some time. We started to see zoos evacuating, folks telling them to just head out.
No reports of any major damage or injuries. Dave Packer, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 27 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for clouds mixed with a few patches of sunshine, a high in the low 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 20. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning. Then partly cloudy, breezy and warmer with a high of 43 and southwest winds 8 to 18 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 7, we're up to 27 degrees.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist is your number one trusted partner for all auto body repairs. Our highly skilled technicians provide top-notch service, ensuring your car gets the best care. Plus, we offer free loaner cars to keep you on the move while we work on your vehicle. Don't settle for less. Experience the quality and reliability that have earned us our great reputation. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or reach us at 608-375-4434.
Our Black Friday blowout starts now. Prepare to be wowed. For only $5.99, get a power recliner that's going to elevate your home theater experience. The EasyView adjustable headrest puts your head and neck in optimum position for reading or watching TV, even if you're fully reclined. With one-touch power controls and LED lights, you'll be impressed by the zero-draw technology, which only consumes power when the USB receptacle is in use. Did we mention there are cup holders and also storage compartments? So you'll never have to look for your remote again. Stay organized and never miss a moment of your favorite movie. Once you sink into the comfortable seating, you won't want to leave. This win-win design is a true stay-in masterpiece. Hurry into Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Sale through December 6th.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-through, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It's 27 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A recent study found that Wisconsin residents are paying a smaller percentage of their wages on utility cost than most other states. The study conducted by Eden Emerald Hot Water found that Wisconsin ranked 13th in spending on utility bills, with about 12% of the average salary going towards things like gas, water, internet, and cable. It also found the total average utility cost for Wisconsin residents was about $6,700 compared to the average salary of $56,000. Minnesota was the only Midwest state to rank higher. The Internal Revenue Service is noticing an increase in bad tax advice being spread on social media. The IRS spokesperson, Christopher Miller, says the scams dupe people into filing inaccurate tax returns, which can lead to delayed refunds, penalties, and interest, and sometimes even criminal charges. Miller says you also need to be on the lookout for scams involving tax credits or cryptocurrencies. More tips and information can be found at irs.gov. Medicare patients wishing to make a change to their coverage are reminded that Saturday is the final day to make changes. Medicare open enrollment is underway and will close Saturday. Medicare coverage is not a one-size-fits-all situation. Your plan should fit your needs. If you are having issues or concerns, contact your local ADRC office or visit Medicare.gov. A major pharmaceutical firm is expanding in Wisconsin. Eli Lilly on Thursday announced a $3 billion expansion of the Kenosha County manufacturing facility that the company acquired earlier this year. According to a company press release, the investment will extend Lilly's global parenteral product manufacturing network, helping to meet the growing demand for its injectable diabetes, obesity, and future pipeline medicines across therapeutic areas. The company plans to start construction on the expansion next year and add 750 highly skilled jobs to the current 100-plus workforce at the facility it acquired from Nexus Pharmaceuticals earlier this year. The city of Madison is posting speed limits in residential neighborhoods. As part of its Vision Zero action plan, the city is reducing speed limits on residential streets to 20 miles per hour. The Common Council approved the change following implementation of the 20 is Plenty program in two trial neighborhoods. 20 is Plenty is centered on the idea that a speed limit of 20 miles per hour is appropriate for local residential streets and will increase safety by reducing the speed on local streets. Signage will be updated beginning this winter with a goal to complete the conversion early next year. This being Madison, people are already complaining on social media. Madison fire teams had to rescue a horse that got its head stuck in a wall. The fire department was called to a farm in the Dane County town of Burke on Wednesday for a report of a trapped animal. They found a horse that had stuck its head into a gap in the wall of a barn. Crews managed to free the horse after sawing a hole in the side of the building. The horse was not hurt, but was taken to a vet for evaluation. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the implementation of a new program to manage the brook trout population in the state. According to a press release, Wisconsin's cold water streams are a perfect habitat for the fish, but warming temperatures could threaten them over the coming years. Through the Brook Trout Reserves program, DNR officials are encouraging residents to enroll their property in the Stream Bank Easement Program, plant trees along streams to keep them cool, and join their local conservation group. Before you start sending off holiday donations, be sure you're not handing your money to scammers. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says there are criminals who try to pose as legitimate charities. That includes fake websites, fake emails, and spoofing their phone calls to look like they're from the charity they're faking. If you're worried about the source of a charity and if they are using the money the way they say they are, check the Better Business Bureau's charity database at give.org. More than a dozen people were arrested after a protest at a University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting. UW-Madison police say around 50 protesters disrupted the meeting at 8:30 Thursday morning at the Gordon Dining and Events Center, and 19 in total were arrested and released. According to UW police, student affairs staff and police officers warned the group to stop, but they refused and continued the disruption. Officers eventually cleared the group from the room so the meeting could continue. The protest included pro-Palestinian student groups from UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee. The disruption lasted about 15 minutes. The Associated Press has learned that the Federal Bureau of Prisons is permanently closing its women's prisons in California and will idle six facilities in a sweeping realignment after years of abuse, decay, and mismanagement. The agency informed employees and Congress Thursday that it plans to shutter the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, California. In addition to closing FCI Dublin, the Bureau of Prisons is shuttering its minimum security prison camps in Pensacola, Florida, Duluth, Minnesota, and Morgantown, West Virginia. It is also suspending operations at minimum security satellite camps that are adjacent to federal prisons in Oxford, Wisconsin, Littleton, Colorado, and Loretto, Pennsylvania. The closures come amid an AP investigation that has uncovered deep, previously unreported flaws within the Bureau of Prisons. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Wisconsin and the ATF Madison Field Office are joining together to highlight the dangers of machine gun conversion devices. The devices are an emerging threat, and law enforcement agents are increasingly finding them in Wisconsin. About an inch long, an MCD is an illegal aftermarket device that converts a semi-automatic firearm into a fully functioning machine gun. A firearm equipped with a machine gun conversion device is extremely dangerous, even for experienced firearms users, because it is difficult to control and is capable of firing 50 rounds in 4 seconds with a single pull of the trigger. To combat the rise in MCDs, U.S. Attorney Timothy O'Shea announced that his office is partnering with law enforcement agencies, including ATF, Homeland Security Investigations, and the U.S. Postal Service, to implement a district-wide strategy. The strategy has 3 parts. The first is enforcement. The U.S. Attorney's Office will vigorously prosecute cases involving MCDs. Although MCDs may be advertised as legal online to avoid law enforcement detection or to defeat internet advertising protocols, that is not true. The possession, manufacture, and/or sale of MCDs is a federal crime punishable by up to 10 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. An MCD on its own is considered an illegal machine gun under federal law and cannot be possessed even without a firearm. The second is investigation. MCD guides have been provided for local law enforcement agencies, and training on MCDs and ATF resources throughout the state will be provided. Also, because many MCDs are shipped through the U.S. mail and other carriers, the Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Postal Service are working with ATF to further identify packages potentially containing MCDs that were shipped to individuals involved in gun violence or affiliated with criminal gangs. Finally, education is part of the strategy. The U.S. Attorney's Office and ATF are reaching out to local media, Crime Stoppers groups, and local public health departments to get the word out about the danger of MCDs. It's 27 degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. Tomorrow is National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz turkey gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop stuffing, $1.75. Libby's pumpkin pie mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness cherry pie filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury cranberry quick bread, $2 each. Kraft mac and cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs.
Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
It's currently 27 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1220. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff tomorrow in honor of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is observed annually on December 7th to remember and honor the 2,403 Americans who were killed in the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on December 7th, 1941, which led to the United States declaring war on Japan the next day and entering into World War II. The governor also proclaimed Saturday as Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. This weekend, there will be a bowling event to help raise money for the Alzheimer's Foundation. Marcy's Strikeout Alzheimer's Baker Four-Person Shootout will be held Saturday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Chris Gerber is the organizer of the event.
It's going to be a great day. Going to have just a lot of fun. If you've never seen how a Baker tournament works, it's a four-person team. The first one bowls the first frame. They alternate frames through four bowlers, and then it starts over again. We're doing 13 games. Cut down to the top seven, and then $1,000 to win. It's a big tournament. All the money that is paid by the bowlers is going back to the bowlers and to the lanes for having the tournament, of course, for their fees. But everything I raise on silent auctions, raffles, 50-50, is all going to the Alzheimer's Foundation.
The tournament is being held in memory of Chris's mom, Marcia Dahlberg-Gilbank, who loved bowling and lost her fight to Alzheimer's in August.
Come have a great time. Come remember my mom. Share memories with me. She was a bowler here. She bowled with Marcia Mahatka and Elma Manning were both of her teammates. They treated her so well at the end of her disease when she couldn't quite figure out which lane to bowl on. They just helped her along. And of course, everybody knows Marcia here in town, I think. And just the calmest person to have deal with my mom when mom couldn't remember how to bowl exactly. It was on mom's terms when she quit bowling. She said, I can't do it anymore. I don't know. I'm just done. I said, okay. But then all of a sudden, it'd be, hey, Chris, when does bowling start? Mom, it's going to be a while yet. But I never wanted to tell her it was over because I just never wanted to cross that bridge.
There will be T-shirts you can purchase and a lot of great silent auction items from generous donors.
I've got, I believe, 45 sponsors total. Silent auction stuff from Chassan Smoke. I've got a rocket stove. It's $300 somewhere in there that'll be on the silent auction. I've got golf packages from Prairie du Chien, Quail Run, Rutgers up where my mom and I used to work in Bay Lake, Minnesota. Strokers Dallas sent me a T-shirt that's from there for the fundraiser as well. I've got PBA stuff coming. I've got a woman on the tour signed autograph cards for the silent auction. But locally, where you get your most support. I mean, I've got Badgerland Flooring, Jones Chevrolet, Anna Parks. I've got artwork. I've got a ton of stuff.
Check-in time for the event will be at 10, and the tournament will get underway at 11. There will also be a bowling ball raffle at Marcy's Strikeout Alzheimer's Baker Four-Person Shootout in memory of Marcia Dahlberg-Gilbank this Saturday at the Phoenix Center. Proceeds from the event will go to the Alzheimer's Foundation. To reserve your team, you can contact Chris Gerber by email at Christopher_GRBR@yahoo.com. You can also call or text 608-604-8511. The Canadian Pacific Kansas City Holiday Train will roll into Wisconsin tomorrow with 13 shows scheduled over 3 days. The Canadian Pacific Kansas City Holiday Train tours Canada and the U.S. in November and December, raising money, food, and awareness for the important work that food banks do in their communities. The Wisconsin Holiday Train will be making stops in Sturtevant and Caledonia tomorrow. On Sunday, stops will be in Wauwatosa, Heartland, Oconomowoc, Watertown, and Columbus. Sunday's stops include Portage at 115, Wisconsin Dells at 245 at 100 La Crosse Street, Mauston at 4:15, Tome at 5:30, Sparta at 6:50, and La Crosse at 8:30. Each show will feature a half-hour live concert by musical artist Thelone Bello and Tira Kennedy. Anyone wishing to attend a holiday train show is encouraged to bring a donation of cash or a non-perishable food item for the local food bank. All donations stay local to help feed those in need in the community, and the food bank will have a station set up at each site to collect donations. Holiday train fans can follow the train via X, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. A live train tracker is available at cpkcr.com/holidaytrain. Dig in the back of your closet, dust off your ugliest Christmas sweater, and join the Simons Recreation Complex for the 8th annual 2-mile Ugly Sweater Fun Run Walk through the Rotary Lights in the Park. Start at Simons. Check-in starts at 4. The run will begin at 5:30, and the walk will begin at 5:35. After, warm up with a warm bowl of super chili and a cup of hot cocoa. Sign up online or print out a form and drop it off at Simons Recreation Complex. Cost to participate is $15 for those 11 and over. Those 10 and under may participate for free. Hats will also be available for an additional $5. Proceeds will provide swim lessons scholarships to ensure every child in Richland County has access to affordable swim lessons. The Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta will host Sharing Space with Deke featuring Fred Heis. Sharing Space with Deke is a live virtual conversation with astronaut Fred Heis. It will be held Sunday from 3 to 4. You may attend in person at the Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum or via Zoom. The cost to attend is $10. Tickets may be purchased at the museum or online at DekeSlateMuseum.org. Governor Tony Evers, in partnership with the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions and the Wisconsin Higher Education AIDS Board, is encouraging Wisconsin students and families to complete the free application for federal student aid for the 2025-26 academic year as part of the National FAFSA Filing Month. Governor Evers proclaimed this month as FAFSA Filing Month throughout the state of Wisconsin, encouraging high school counselors, principals, superintendents, after-school programs, parent groups, nonprofit organizations, and local and state education organizations to assist students and families in completing the FAFSA as the first step toward achieving their college and career aspirations. The FAFSA filed annually is the gateway to nearly all federal, state, and institutional financial aid, including scholarships, grants, work-study funds, and federal student loans, plus many private scholarship providers require it as well. For those looking to enroll in post-secondary education during the 2025-26 academic year, it's important to submit the FAFSA as soon as possible and take time to understand the various deadlines that apply. Students and families with questions about the FAFSA should contact Federal Student Aid or the Federal Student Aid Information Center, which provides support on behalf of the U.S. Department of Education. For more FAFSA tips, follow Federal Student Aid on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube for informational videos and educational webinars. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Shelley and Randy Schmidt. It's 28 degrees in Richland Center at 12:28. Today's vital statistics are next.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional-friendly stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's partly sunny and 28 degrees in Richland Center at 12:31 on this Friday afternoon, December 6th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswoods Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Kathy Cox is survived by two children, Jessica and Sean Walsh of Muscadet, and Tyson and Toina Cooey of Lancaster. Seven grandchildren and two brothers, Don and Staria Cooey of Richland Center, and Mark and Lori Cooey of Muscadet. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69, of Laval, died Sunday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 1:30. A luncheon will be held after the service at Club Chaparral in Waniwak. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Laval Team Penning Association. Jeff Corning is survived by his wife of 30 years, Holly, three children, Jesse and Jim Creek, Morgan and Terrence Cordray, and Abby and Dan Martin, 16 grandchildren, his mother, Mary Lou Corning, siblings, David and Betsy Corning, Karen and Dennis Flack, and Elizabeth. Also many nieces, nephews, cousins, and extended family members. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69, of Laval. Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center, died Saturday at a Grace Hospice care in Fitchburg. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marjorie Sherwin is survived by her husband of 55 years, Ken, two children, Scott, and Kelly and Lewis Fader, four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, her identical twin sister, Marcia Gort, brothers, Randy Lay and Arlene, and Bob and Leota Lay, many nieces, nephews, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service with the local military honors unit will be held Saturday, December 14th, at 10 at the Button Cemetery in Gotham. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted with the arrangements. Ken Pardoon is survived by two sons, Michael and Diane Pardoon, and Rick and Kendra Pardoon, and three grandchildren. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95 of Richland Center. Ronald G. Klang, 68 of Cazenovia, died Wednesday at home due to long-term complications from an ATV accident in 2016. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 15th from 1 to 3 at Boston's Spa in Cazenovia. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Cazenovia EMS, Cazenovia Private Landowners ATV Club, or a charity of choice. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Ronald Klang is survived by his wife of 39 years, Jean, two sisters, Lugene and Tim Lindloff and Linda, sister-in-law, Sonia, and four nephews. Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Cazenovia.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In rural Hill Point, folks know they can count on Arneson Service and Repair for all their repair needs. With state-of-the-art diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they've got the know-how to keep your car, truck, lawnmower, and farm equipment running smoothly. From fixing hydraulic hoses to selling ag and auto tires, welding, and custom metal fabricating, they've got you covered. Plus, they're your local dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers and DR Power equipment. Give Arneson Service and Repair a call at 986-4300 or visit Arneson's Repair.
Tradition is earned, and Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City proudly carries that tradition as the go-to spot for Friday night fish fry. Feast on perch, shrimp, or even a ribeye, all served with a fresh salad bar and homemade soups. Craving something during lunch? Well, slide in for the famous hash burger or soup and sandwich specials. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, where tradition and flavor meet.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Boston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights, feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Boston. Attention, valued patients. As 2025 approaches, you may start receiving notices about insurance updates and changes to Medicare Part D. We're your medication cost experts, and Center and Boscobel Pharmacies are here to help you. Schedule an appointment today with them to review your options and concerns. They will work with you, your doctor, and your care plan to ensure you've got the best coverage. Call today and set up your Medicare review with Center and Boscobel Pharmacies.
Anniversary wishes go out today to a number of couples celebrating. Best wishes to Tom and Sue Bachman, Nathan and Megan Phillips, Gary and Kenda Deaver, Butch and Margaret Rosing, Hank and Judy Clarkson, John and Mary Honer, Larry and Cheryl Winger, and Kyle and Melanie Geisbuehler. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Well, generally quiet weather persisting across most of our region. Just a patch of light snow ongoing from the morning hours into the midday from northeast Wisconsin into upper Michigan, sliding into northern Michigan. That'll be missing our area. We'll have a mixed bag of sky cover. And tomorrow should be noticeably warmer as mild air flows in from the central plains, pushing our temperatures about 10 degrees above normal. It will stay on the mild side Sunday into Monday. We'll also see a weather system slide through the region, which could produce a little drizzle around here Sunday night. Looks like the better rain activity will stay in northern Wisconsin Sunday afternoon and then develop east of the Badger State going into Monday morning. Colder air will pour back into our region by Tuesday and Wednesday. Along with that, there could be a few scattered snow showers as well. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. Partly sunny, high temperature in the low 30s, southwesterly wind 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, low near 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly cloudy, breezy and warmer. High about 43, southwest wind 8 to 18. Sunday, increasing clouds and mild, low in the upper 20s with a high of 46, slight chance of drizzle Sunday night. Monday, a small chance of drizzle early in the day, otherwise mostly cloudy and still warmer than normal. The low temperature near 34 with a high of 44. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and colder, low 23, high of 30. And a chance of flurries on Wednesday with lows in the middle teens, high near 23. By Thursday, partly cloudy, low 10 degrees, high of 29. We should warm back into the 40s by that next weekend. Have yourself a good afternoon out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently 27 degrees in Richland Center under partly sunny skies. After a high yesterday of 26, our low this morning was 27. Our high so far today, 28. The record high for this date set in 1975 is 59 degrees. The record low, 15 below, was set in 1871. Last year's high was 41 with a low of 27. Sunset today will be at 4:26, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:20. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northeast winds at 6 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.08 and no precipitation to report. It's currently 27 degrees in Richland Center with partly sunny skies.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Proud to contribute to many community projects and activities. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Horses help people deal with mental health issues. Next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit SafeExcavator.com for more information.
Lynn Thomas, co-founder and president of Horses for Mental Health, says exposure to horses can help open doors for people suffering from mental health issues. But she adds some folks can be skeptical of the idea.
And I actually found that there are still challenges in that regard because people are like, well, I'm around horses all the time and I'm still struggling. So that hasn't helped me. And so it's also about getting the word out there that these are professional mental health services. And here's how horses can uniquely benefit that process and apply to you, even if you're around horses all the time.
Thompson says the evidence is there.
These programs that are incorporating horses are having an impact. People are seeing their mental health improve, both of their children, themselves, their families, and that's really what we're all about.
You don't have to get a horse in order to explore the mental health benefits of the exposure. In fact, says Thomas,
it's not even about riding the horse. It's about the relationship and the healing that comes through that relationship. And so it's created a niche for horses that can't be utilized in other areas to have a space and a role. And so I think this work is benefiting everybody.
Horses for Mental Health has partners in 32 states, the District of Columbia, and in Canada. You can learn more at horsesformentalhealth.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
There are concerns about another port strike in January. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Unleash your greatest harvest yet with Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans. The next generation in soybean is here with advanced genetics that deliver superior yields. A Creighton University economist says there are concerns Atlantic and Gulf Coast port workers could strike again in mid-January. Ernie Goss tells Brownfield a tentative agreement reached in early October by the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance expires January 15th.
They're seeking anywhere between 60 and 70% wage increase over a five-year period. The big concern from an economist standpoint is they're attempting to get a reduction in automation.
Goss says there's additional uncertainty with the new Trump administration.
He's coming in there with both guns blazing, talking about tariffs, bringing jobs back to the U.S., and at the same time deporting individuals, some of whom are working.
Goss says that could also create additional pressure on the food processing industry, which he says is being impacted by automation. There are winter feed quality concerns in the upper Midwest, as Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp reports.
Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association President Jake Thompson says there was a lot of moisture this spring, but the summer was dry.
And so for the cattle perspective, when we're looking at it, we had pastures that really performed well. We had a lot of forage produced. Struggled to get a higher quality forage, and I think that was a pretty common theme across the state.
The Barnesville area cow-calf producer tells Brownfield the lower quality forage means having to supplement more protein.
We have enough for like our bull development and things like that we're doing on the farm, and you know, dry distillers itself is pretty important in our rations, so we're going to have to just supplement that on the feeder calves and stuff.
Thompson says there's a large quantity of mediocre hay this year. From the Minnesota Cattle Industry Convention in St. Cloud, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
The Soy Transportation Coalition's executive director says passage of the Water Resources Development Act, or WRDA, is close after Congress passed it out of conference this week. Mike Steenhoek tells Brownfield.
Time is of the essence, but it's looking quite likely once we get to next week, both the full House and then hopefully subsequent to that, the full Senate will entertain the legislation and hopefully pass it very swiftly.
Steenhoek says the legislation would adjust the cost share of future inland waterway projects. A plant disease specialist says 2024 was a good example of how fungicide application helped corn beyond disease control. Dr. David Smith with the University of Wisconsin says many farmers noticed how fields with fungicide had prolonged plant health and did not dry down too fast. Smith says the improved plant health and the greening effect of the fungicides helped many farmers get the most yield from a very dry second half of the growing season. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Nature can do a real number on untreated nitrogen applications. Volatilization, denitrification, and leaching can cost growers not just the price of their fertilizer investments, but also the productivity and profitability of their seasons. So choose wisely when it comes to your choice of nitrogen protection. Non-corrosive, low-odor Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer helps reduce leaching, slows nitrification, and optimizes yield potential by protecting nitrogen applications like never before. Patented active ingredient pronitridine offers agronomically effective below-ground protection. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer is designed to defend against volatilization while boosting overall nitrogen efficiency. Dual active ingredients, patented Duramide and NBPT deliver the longest-lasting protection over more soil conditions. SuperU Premium Fertilizer offers the highest concentration of nitrogen available in a granular, ready-to-use, stabilized, urea-based fertilizer. Choose wisely this season with nitrogen protection from Koch Agronomic Services.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street in Reedsburg.
An active start for direct cash cattle business and cash hog trade is quiet. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade is developing across all parts of cattle country. Live deals in the South are at $191, $1 to $2 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Asking prices are firm at $192 live in the South and $298 plus dressed in the North. Deals this week have been marked at $297 dressed, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. On Thursday, there was light scattered trade in the South at mostly $190, steady to a dollar higher than the prior week's business. Box beef is sharply higher and higher at midday with very good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $4.08 at $311.92. Select is 56 cents higher at $277.66. At the Mobridge Livestock Exchange, compared to 2 weeks ago, feeder steers 400 to 499 pounds were $12 to $17 higher. Steers 500 to 599 pounds brought $7 to $10 higher. And feeder steers 600 to 649 pounds were $10 to $14 higher. Feeder heifers 450 to 649 pounds were $3 to $8 higher. The USDA says demand was very good. There were many loads and packages of top quality calves offered. Flesh condition was mostly light to moderate. The market was active as there was competition among buyers. Feeder supply included 59% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 629 pounds, brought $322.50 to $337. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 602 to 636 pounds, brought $280 to $289. Cash hogs were not reported at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors have been pretty aggressive in their procurement efforts this week and have been moving decent numbers to keep up with slaughter pace. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong. That's helping provide price support, but there are lingering concerns about the inconsistency in domestic demand. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $87.84. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $52, and pork value were sharply higher at midday, up $3.05 at $91.69. I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new G03UO8D brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Give more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/corn yield.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans are mixed. Corn, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed, adjusting spreads with nearby contracts up and deferred months down. The trade continues to follow the influence of both soybean meal, which is down today, and soybean oil, which is up. Crop conditions generally look favorable in most of Argentina and Brazil. January beans are back to two higher at 9.95 and three quarters. March is up 2 1/4 at 10.01 and a quarter. January soybean meal is down $3.30 at 287.80. January soybean oil is 82 points higher at 43.13. Corn's up with ongoing support from the good feed, fuel, and export demand, even with the probability of a big crop out of South America. USDA's supply, demand, and production update is out next Tuesday. March corn's 5 1/4 higher at 4.40 1/4, and May's up 5 1/4 at 4.45 3/4. And wheat is mixed. Winter wheat conditions are the best in years, but forecasts for parts of the plains are drier. Argentina now has the lowest price in the global market, just under Russia. March Chicago's up 3/4 at 5.59. March Kansas City's 2 1/4 higher at 5.54 3/4. March Minneapolis is down 1 3/4 at 5.96 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are supported by this week's direct business and the higher midday move in beef, up sharply. February lives 22 higher at 186.55, and April's up 27 at 188.82. January feeders are $1.32 higher at 256.25. And after some early, mostly lower trade with pork higher at midday, February hogs are up $1 at 87.35. April lean 65 cents higher at 91.80. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Ricotta, an ancient and delicious cheese. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Ricotta, or ricotta, means recooked, and the name actually reflects how the fresh cheese is made. Jessica Castle is a registered dietitian with the St. Louis Dairy Council.
When cheesemakers make a hard cheese, for example, they take milk and they add an enzyme to it, and that enzyme coagulates the casein, a milk protein, and that forms the curds, which eventually will become the hard cheese. The remaining protein-rich liquid that separates from the curds is known as whey, and so traditionally, cheesemakers have made ricotta from that leftover whey. And today, manufacturers will take whey and combine it with whole milk and vinegar, which will coagulate the proteins in the whey. And then the fresh cheese that we know as ricotta will form. And it's a great cheese. It's a softer cheese. It has a smoother texture than cottage cheese, which is a fresh cheese. And ricotta, because it is a fresh cheese, should be used within 5 to 7 days after opening it.
So why is it considered ancient? Historians believe ricotta is one of the oldest cheeses, with evidence suggesting both ancient Greeks and Romans ate it. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat.
But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Winter is here and it's cold outside. Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. To help you keep warm this winter, we have many different types of LP and kerosene heaters. We carry LP tanks from 1 pound up to the big 100 pound tanks. Also, if you already have a tank, stop in and we'd be more than happy to fill it for you. We also carry 2.5 gallon jugs of kerosene also. So please stop in to a Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as usual, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A jury